Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends. How are you today? I'm great. Thanks for asking. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on a Thursday on ESPN Southwest Florida, as we like to call it, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. There are many ways to listen, a myriad of stations. Also, the app, it's free. Download it. Put it on your phone. You go everywhere you go with your phone. That means you go everywhere you go with us. ESPN Southwest Florida. Download it. Freebie. Also, you can listen on the website, ESPNSWFL.com. You can listen live. You can listen back, go back in time. Sheeman Shepherd podcasts, lists, contests, stories, silly stuff. It's all up there. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PShep326. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Pete Shepherd, am I going to have your full attention today?
Oh, yeah.
With the Angels and Red Sox on the team. It's going to be like when Chris watches soccer,
no,
except you're watching the Red
it's
Sox.
Not that bad. Well, I just hope the game doesn't go into extra innings because it'll be a loss. As they are 0-5 this year, it's a difference of them being, you know, near the top of the division or in second or third place as opposed to where they are now. But it doesn't matter. No, it's a good day at Fenway. The place looks way more than half full for an afternoon game like this. And Ohtani's pitching.
Looks cold.
No score. It's 63 degrees. It's beautiful.
That's nippy.
Oh, it's not.
If you're in the shadows behind the press box, I'll bet you that's a nippy day.
Yeah. Okay.
I see.
It was nippy last night, I'll tell you that.
Are they parkas out there? No, it looks like a shirt crowd.
No, last night there were, though.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. It was on. I was watching some of it last night. After watching Miami just abuse the Philadelphia 76ers, that's going to be a sweep. There's no question about it. I find Miami would have to go ice cold in all assets. I just don't see it. I think the Sixers know they're
back.
Done.
Huh? Embiid can still come back.
The question marks about game three.
Yeah.
The feeling that he's going to be a no-show for game three? I don't know. Don't forget, even though the concussion in the orbital bone, he's still got that thumb that's like dangling off his hand that needs surgery too. Yeah. That's not better.
But just his presence alone will help a little bit. I mean, it looks like men amongst. I'm telling you, man, James Harden is. I don't even know if calling him a shell of himself is even that. Wow, how the mighty have fallen so quickly.
I got some thoughts on that. Yep. I mean, I know he's 1 of 5 from three land. But that means he was 5 of 10 from 2. I mean, he needs to be more aggressive. I'm sorry. Go to the hoop if you can't shoot it. Do your fake little Euro step and travel. Whatever. Of that.
Doesn't want to do it. Joel Embiid said the same thing last week, right? I mean, he's got to be more aggressive. Doc's been saying it.
Yep.
With him, I don't know what it is.
And Chris Paul is red hot for the Suns.
Oh, that was only a matter of time last night, too.
Yeah. Luka's also red hot, but he's by himself.
He's red hot, and then he gets, you know, when he's walking off the floor and some fans yelling at him, he turns around. Why?
Let it go.
Let it go. What are you going to do? There's nothing positive that can happen to the player in that situation.
Nothing.
It's different if something was thrown at him or spit at or anything like that.
Right.
If somebody's just yelling, just please. What is all this offense in pro sports for harsh language all of a sudden?
I know. It's not like they're saying harsh language at each other on the floor. What's
going
the difference?
On forever, and I'll just walk away. You in the professional game, you just there's nothing positive that is going to come out of that. Nothing.
Delivery man wants to know what the word is. The Sheeman Shepherd texture bracket is up. You just witnessed a total train wreck of my brain neurons there. I don't know. I was thinking a wig in here yesterday. He had a great show.
He forgot his hat.
I gave him a hat. He left it in here. He had his own, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, I meant to say the Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab is up and running. The word is obvious. OBBIOUS. That's a tough one. Get it in there. Mm-hmm. Text it in, 45911. You could win $500 by 215. The Sheeman Shepherd cash grab brought to you by And a Jar and the Bean Accident Attorneys. Chris, how are you on the other side of the glass today?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
All right. Yeah, I'm kind of almost looking forward to tonight with no basketball because it's been a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I love NBA playoff basketball, so.
Yeah, I'm interested tonight in the Panthers. First, Tampa Bay. Good job by them last night. It was the Victor Hedman show, a goal and three assists. They're 15-0 now after a loss, their last 15. They just and you wonder where psychologically where Toronto is going to be.
And good call on that last night because that was that had the feeling of one of those Craig Sheeman specials where it was they scored early, they scored a lot, and
they played completely totally different, and they were aggressive. The Bruins got their asses kicked again by Carolina. Again, the first 10 minutes of the game, they got a chance to score a couple of goals, and then it's unfortunate that Pastrnak, and he's on one leg. I'm glad the announcer said the same thing, that it was an accident. It looked a lot worse than it was. He's on one skate trying to go down. He takes out Ranta. Now, I thought when the rookie came in, because they don't have Frederik Andersen, who's their number one goalie, and then Pyotr Kochetkov comes in, I thought there was a chance. You never know when somebody hasn't played hardly at all, a couple of games he played during the season. Is he going to let in a clunker? And then that sometimes can open up the floodgates. Nope. All he did was make 30 saves. He was fantastic. And they were out physical, out hit, out played, and they're in big trouble. And they might be. This might be over in four.
Ooh.
This has got – tomorrow – when they play on
– yes, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. I can see it. I'm telling you. Double overtime loss.
Mm.
Mark my words.
Okay.
2-2. You know, they'll probably score late to tie it. And then Carolina's going to win in double overtime. That's my prediction right now.
Getting quite specific.
Yeah.
Quite specific.
It is. I have a good double overtime.
He hit on that one time a couple years ago, and he's been living off of it.
Yeah, I hit a couple overtime games. But tonight, the Florida Panthers, and I do think they will rebound tonight. They get a little bit of a break with Tom Wilson, who's a good forward for Washington. He's out with a lower body injury, but they got to win this game. Florida Panthers have got to win this game tonight.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, it's just – I mean, the Panthers were 39-0-1 when they were leading after two periods until two nights ago.
Hold it right there.
Yep.
Because it is 7 minutes and 42 seconds past the hour. It's time for our first Sports Center rundown of the day, even though we pretty much just covered everything. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
This Sports Center rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com. Last night in the NBA, the Heat and Suns are winners and take 2-0 series leads. Doc Rivers said after the game last night, he's still unsure if Joel Embiid will be available for Friday night's Game 3 against the Heat. He said that Embiid has many steps to clear before returning, and he hasn't done any of them yet. Warriors guard Gary Payton Jr. expected to miss a month with a fractured elbow. The team is hopeful he can return if the team makes the finals. And Deebo Samuel has refollowed the 49ers on Instagram and liked a post where GM John Lynch said the issues between Samuel and the team can be worked out.
Two other quick hockey notes. The hit of the entire Stanley Cup playoffs so far last night, and it fortunately went against the Bruins, but what a hit. Andrei Chednikov on Bruins defenseman Hampus Lindholm. And it was a clean hit. It was vicious. It wasn't dirty. That's why you keep your head up. And he knocked him out for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
He went through the air and knocked him out. Had to be helped up by a teammate. What an incredible hit that was, and perfectly legal. And tonight, Mr. Spicy Pork and Broccoli is starting in goal tonight for the Penguins. Yeah, Luis Domingue is starting tonight.
Okay.
And against the Rangers, see if they
I
can
bet he's not having that for his pregame meal today.
Well,
I would go with something more bland, although it may be superstitious.
Exactly. You know, a lot of athletes, hockey players, they're superstitious. Maybe he does. I would at least, I wouldn't gorge on that, but I would at least throw it in, maybe.
Okay.
Why not?
All right. Are we concerned about your Bruins, or are we just going to switch venues and everything going to be all?
Oh, no, I think they're done. I think they're going to lose in double overtime tomorrow night,
and
they'll be down 3-0. If they're going to win one, it's probably going to be tomorrow night. I hated this matchup. I told you guys a couple weeks ago. I hated it. I would rather play Florida, Tampa Bay. There's something about this team that the last couple of years, even though the Bruins have had their number in the playoffs over the years, this year is different. They're a better version of the Bruins. Now, the only thing that can possibly – the only thing is if is a goaltending situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if this rookie continues, if he starts tomorrow night, he certainly looked very composed last night coming in last second. So, I don't know. It's just a bad, bad matchup. I mean, anything can happen. I wasn't optimistic. I thought it might go 7. I shouldn't even have said that. I should have said 6.
Ah.
But I think they're in big trouble. I think Carolina's so well coached, and they're more disciplined. The Bruins did some stupid thing. The penalty boxes last night on both teams looked like jury selection.
It was hilarious when the 4 Bruins players were in there together. Yeah. There weren't enough seats.
Yeah, no, it happens like that once in a while. But they did score a power play goal. That was something.
And, yeah, that's a first.
So did Tampa Bay last night. Yeah,
yeah,
that's a first.
Now, like you said, Tampa was the stone cold lock of the night. They needed that to come back 5-3.
Yep.
The Wild, the Wild were shut out in game one, but then they come back
with
their 6-2 win over the Blues yesterday, even up that series. And then the Oilers all over LA, 6-0 last night to even up that series at one game apiece.
Yep. And again, tonight, Avalanche Predators, it's a huge number. It's between minus 380 and 40. Predators are another one. They're down to a goalie that you don't know who he is. He's the third or fourth string goalie on the team. They've lost everybody. So,
Are those black uniform the black jerseys that the Oilers wear? Is that their permanent home uniform now?
I don't think so. No.
They're
and I don't like them.
I watch a lot of hockey.
They're terrible.
I can't stand them.
They're
I wish
awful.
They went back to the old stuff.
I agree. And all the fans in the stands last night were wearing the old ones.
It looks my.
I don't like the new ones.
The new ones. It looks like you've been a minor league rink. You know, when you're playing in a minor league team, that's one thing. But I don't like it. I really don't like it.
Hmm. And tonight, all the games switch over to TNT and TBS instead of the ESPN, ESPN2.
Yep.
So,
what is ESPN showing tonight? Because there's no basketball tonight.
There's nothing on tonight.
Baseball, probably.
Do they have baseball tonight?
They got a Thursday night baseball game?
Maybe.
I'll tell you in 2 seconds.
All right.
I thought ESPN had Wednesday and Sunday night baseball.
It feels like we're searching for something to do tonight.
Oh, there's always something to do.
I know.
There's always something to watch. I'm your guy.
Oh, Art says brisket sandwiches are on the way. There we go,
Artie. Oh, wow.
Really? Coming up in the clutch. That's good juju out in the universe for the Sabres.
Oh, how about that? See, now, I don't know if he heard Wig yesterday said, hey, how come there was no food for the big show for Wig yesterday? Well, just missed by day. Wow, that's fantastic.
That's clutch right there.
Yeah. I take it you're hungry right now because the way
not
you reacted?
Not particularly.
But you'll make room for that.
Brisket sandwich?
Yeah.
Wow.
Two of the greatest words in the English lexicon thrown together.
Pastrami ribs.
You took the words out
pastrami
of my mouth.
Ribs.
Another good combination of words.
Yeah.
Blue Bandana says, I guess I'll be watching Survivor with the wife tonight with the lack of sports. I mean, you could always go hockey.
Let's see. Oh, of course.
Florida,
why wouldn't you?
Both Florida baseball teams out on the West Coast.
Yep.
Late
so
I've got to
wait for late baseball.
Right. What do you mean? ESPN? You won't watch that.
No, I won't.
All right. You got Oklahoma State at Oklahoma and college softball tonight on ESPN. UFC Unleashed on the Deuce. And just sports centers after that.
I don't mind softball. I probably watched a bit.
I want a full breakdown tomorrow.
By Oklahoma State? Is that who's?
I'll be watching Florida and Washington.
What's the trophy?
It's Bedlam.
Yeah,
it's Bedlam.
It's Bedlam on the softball field. I like it. Oh, man.
But no, there's been lots of good hockey tonight, especially the early games with Florida and Washington and Pitt and the Rangers.
Yeah.
See how exhausted those guys are in that game.
Yeah. Still wearing off that triple overtime. So, Jerry Jones got in a car accident yesterday.
Yeah.
Apparently taken to the hospital.
Yeah, I guess he's back home right now.
Is he good?
He's back home.
Minor injuries?
Yep.
Don't know if I presume he wasn't driving. He doesn't.
I don't think
Jerry doesn't
drive. No.
I don't think he does.
Do you get fired if you're the driver and you get an accident with
Here's
Jerry Jones
heard.
In the car?
I read a whole bunch of stuff today. People, of course, you get all the people out there immediately. Was he driving? Was he drinking? It's a crappy area of the town, blah, blah, blah. And then some of the guy goes, really? He goes, I will tell you this. The only thing that's accurate that you said, it's a horrible intersection where it happened. He said there's accidents there all the time.
Yeah.
But there's a Ritz-Carlton over there. Mm. There's a lot of high-end places over there. People thought he was like in, you know, the slums or whatever doing
pulling
whatever.
An Ursay.
Well, no, not that.
Was Ursay pulled over in the slums when he had
no, but he had
drugs in the car?
He had drugs in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he was in a bad area, though.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know the details
no.
on that.
But I guess he's home and fine.
Okay.
I was more alluding to the
drugs.
Under the influence
yeah.
people out there.
The bigger story with Jerry Jones, and Chris saw this too, we both saw it, is that he showed the draft board to the cameras on draft night.
He wasn't the only one. I saw somebody else's draft board, and I remember commenting to my wife, oh my God, look at their draft. You can see all their picks.
And their first round grade said Thibodeau and Neal, their first two picks, and they both went to the Giants.
Really?
And then Hutchinson was third.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful with the cameras out there.
Well, he was trying to make the point that they got the best guy available, that they weren't yeah. reaching for need. That
oh, he showed it on yeah. purpose?
He yeah. turned it around.
Yeah, turned it around.
And that's when, was it McCarthy or Steven, yeah. looked at him and was like, hey, come yeah. on, we don't need to show that
right,
to
right.
everyone.
And they took Tyler Smith out of Tulsa, who's got great, you know, it's not a sexy pick. I know some Cowboy fans are upset. They wanted, you know, a wide receiver. They wanted That was one of the things. They needed offensive line help. I mean, he's got all the grades of being a real good offensive lineman. I know it's not a sexy pick.
Wow.
Again, you're going to have to wait a couple of years, with very few exceptions, to evaluate any of these drafts.
Not mine. I've already given it a 10 out of 10.
10.
Even after the trade request?
You're making stuff up. People who listen to us for hard-hitting news are going to think you're serious.
First of all, if you're listening to us for hard-hitting news, I don't want to tell you to go listen to something else.
Well, we break a lot of stories, though. We break a lot of stories by telling you first before they come
yes,
across scrolls
yeah,
on other
yeah.
networks. I think we do a really good job with that. I mean, there are other networks that will wait hours, sometimes days.
Yeah.
Before they mention stuff that we've already mentioned. So.
As confirmed by ESPN.
Yeah.
if they didn't break it, it's as confirmed yeah. by.
Reported by NFL Network, confirmed by ESPN.
Someday and confirmed say, by maybe anywhere from 1 to 3 days later.
Yeah. Someday, as first reported on Sheeman and Shepherd, it will scroll across one time.
Sister Jean, come on. Jerry Jones was visiting another one of his illegitimate children.
Too soon.
Feels a bit soon.
Yeah.
All right, so I read, and then Chris also confirmed, that Deebo Samuel, apparently the frost warning is thawing a little bit between he and the 49ers. Does that mean they're getting closer to doing a contract extension? I mean, money fixes everything, right? In the Pete Shepherd world, throw more money, he's good?
Usually.
So is that all that means?
That's not accurate.
I still can't interpret his previous
tweet.
No,
I'm with you. I don't know what the,
don't know what they're talking about, but he was the source of the news.
he does what I like to do. He fabricated the rumor and confirmed it.
Yeah.
Now he's denying it. I'm not going to deny my Julio Jones rumor because it's heating up again.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it is. It's way more than a firecracker.
I need a fourth source other than me, myself, and I from
I,
you.
I can't reveal that.
I need a fourth source.
I can't reveal that.
Am I a source?
I can't reveal it on this show. When the time is right, I
why? Are you also confirming, as reported by Pete Shepherd, that Julio Jones will go to Detroit?
It's a possibility.
The Jameson Williams trade request really throws a monkey wrench into this.
It's just so horrible. Oh, wow. Another dark text from 24/7.
So we were this close to getting Stephen Jones into the GM role of the Cowboys. That's harsh. Yikes.
That's harsh.
I wouldn't even say that.
Paternity test texting you. Jerry was on his way back from the clinic. Hey, come on. People, darkness.
Don't want to see that.
All right. So Magic Johnson is now in a group that wants to buy the Broncos. That Magic is just everywhere.
Why? Because
he's got more money than anybody.
No, they won't let him fix the Lakers.
Well, he's out of the Lakers.
I know, but
they tried to let him fix the Lakers.
They tried to let him, and
he quit on the last day of the season.
But you heard the rumors about the rumors about Phil Jackson going back there are real. He is on the search committee. Yeah. He's the one who hired Vogel to begin with. He had a big say in that. And there is a real buzz going around L.A. that he is going to try to go back, in my words, contaminate more that franchise. Jeannie Buss has, you know, him, and I guess it was Canty the other night. I love what he said. Called it the Rambi instead of the Rambuses.
Yeah.
The Rambi.
Yeah.
You know, that is a bleeped up organization. I know Stephen A. Smith went on Get Up on one of the shows and talked about trading LeBron James and gave some pretty good reasons why.
That too.
But the Lakers are... I don't know what they are, but you want to rely on Phil Jackson, who's 76 years old. Is he going to come back and coach?
No. This is just consultant role.
I thought there was bad blood between Jackson and LeBron.
Because when Jackson
was in New York, he talked about LeBron coming with his posse and LeBron took issue with the word posse.
That did happen.
I didn't think that they liked each other.
But I don't think they do either.
I think Jeannie Buss still likes Phil.
Jeannie loves Phil.
Yeah.
And the Rambi love Phil, apparently.
Yeah. I think Phil's a consultant. Phil will not coach.
That's not what I'm saying.
I know. But for those out there that are suggesting it.
But, you know, he was a consultant with Frank Vogel, who was a good coach, but he had no chance, you know?
Frank Vogel won a championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, two years ago.
No, I mean, no chance this year with that team, the way it was constructed.
Well, here's the problem for Phil.
That's a GM issue. It's not a coach issue.
Absolutely.
But what do you do? So you trade LeBron. I don't know that LeBron wants to go. LeBron's got 1 year left on that deal, and then LeBron's going to bail on the Lakers because he's going to go wherever Bronny goes as a free agent for a one-year deal, play with his kid, and then retire. That's my opinion. That's what I think he's going to do.
I think absolutely.
GMs are also saying that AD is untradeable right now. There's no market for him. Nobody wants him because he can't stand it. He's played 76 games in 2 years.
Yep.
And he sees the image. You know, people think he's soft.
Be great in New Orleans.
New Orleans, down there with Zion. Get them both on the floor.
Who's Zion?
Yeah, I know. So, I don't know what they're going to do. They got a mess. And I'll tell you, the organization, you know, they went the sentimental route with Kobe. They kept Kobe around probably 2 years too long, but they let him play out his contract because he was Kobe.
It was the right thing to do.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but the organization was quagmired into nothing for a couple years.
It wasn't the right thing to do. You get stuck in sentimentality. That's what happened. It cost the Celtics many times when they were below the equator and mediocre at best for a lot of years because they didn't trade the big three when they needed to.
I mean, you had what? You had arguably 2 years. One of them was marred with the Achilles injury that ended, I think, his third to last season.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
But, no, you go back to the Anthony Davis trade, I think. You look at that and you look at how New Orleans – stuck with Brandon Ingram
and
Lonzo Ball, and you look at D'Angelo Russell in Minnesota and the way that his game has evolved.
Yeah.
They've stopped developing players in their organization. They want to go out and use the small market teams as their minor league program, trade out young pieces for pieces that'll give you wins the next year, but you don't have the shelf life on them. It was their biggest problem this year is when we looked at that roster in October, we said, where is the youth? Yeah. This team is going to hit February. Yeah. They're going to be hurt. They're going to be tired. They're going to take games off. And that's exactly what happened here. There was no youth there.
Nobody believed us.
But you guys, to do any deals you do to try and win a championship. AD and LeBron, they won the championship the first year.
Yep.
It seems like ancient history. So I would say from that standpoint, it's worth it. You got your championship. But right now, but to Pete's point earlier, you got no one to blow it up. And they're there.
Yeah. And back in the, you know.
LeBron's not going to get healthier as he gets older.
I saw what happened AD's with the Celtics. Not- they had yeah. a chance to. I think Chuck Person was a deal involved that they could have got him when he was really, really good. And it was, you know, between Bird, Parrish, and McHale, they didn't want to get rid of anybody. And when they were, you know, injured and kind of, and they could have made deals for them, and they let it go, and it cost them dearly for like over a decade before
you guys
they were relevant
been,
again.
You guys would have been seamless if Len Bias didn't die. You
know, oh, that's
you would
well,
have rolled for another 10 years.
That well, sadly. I don't know about 10, but I think that his death was worth at least two titles.
Yeah,
at least two titles.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was just. I
think no matter who the coach is that's appointed in Los Angeles, you're working with one arm tied behind
Absolutely.
Your back because of the general manager and because of ownership yeah. meddling in player decisions.
As you said.
And like, Buddy Hield, if you put Buddy Hield on that Lakers roster this year instead of Russell Westbrook, I think the Lakers team looks really different. You put a guy, a flat-out stud shooter on the court, a guy that can handle the ball, Russell Westbrook... We're not basketball geniuses. That was doomed from the start.
We all said it. We all said it. The people at ESPN in Bristol tried to play it up like, oh, well, we're all saying, man, these guys are going to be taking Geritol pills in the old man's home,
yep.
you know, come the end of the year. I mean, you could see the writing on the wall. I could see there wasn't a lot of chemistry. And you throw on the injuries that they had. Vogel had no chance. And you're right, Chris, just like Mark Emmert and with the Lakers, who wants this job? Who wants the job? Who are you going to sucker into taking that job?
You got to give me a 4-year deal that I know I'm going to be here post LeBron, post AD, and build whatever. But I would,
or maybe I even have a say in how the roster's built. But I mean, that is a crazy situation with Phil Jackson, the Rambi, and the Genie Bus all on the committee.
But
and where's Jerry West? Is he involved at all?
No,
oh,
none.
No, he's with the Warriors still, right?
If anybody.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
He's busy suing HBO or whoever.
I don't
did
blame
that.
Him.
It's just, I mean, you because the Lakers will try to make a splash move this offseason, but the only thing that they have to use for an asset is draft picks. So you're going to get into this.
And by the way, they don't have a first this year.
You're going to get into this, what is it? The cycle of trying to trade for older players.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work because you hit the middle of the season and older guys don't. You've got to have some sort of depth. Look at the best teams in the league this year. They have depth.
Yep.
And the NBA is moving that way. We're moving from the super teams to teams with depth. Miami, Boston, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Golden State. These teams have depth. The teams with one superstar, even as good as Luka is, has no shot going up against a team like Phoenix.
You could flip LeBron for Kawhi, but here's another injured old player, right? I mean, Kawhi, I don't know what – we haven't seen Kawhi in 2 years. Because I don't know that LeBron wants to leave L.A., to be honest.
Remember when Carmelo Anthony was going to really help the Lakers because he didn't have to play defense?
That's another one we told you all that was going to not work.
Of course not. Maybe for a game it did.
Carmelo should have retired like 4 years ago.
What's the chances that the Lakers would go out and acquire a guy like not even Robert Williams, Grant Williams from Boston? Like just a good, solid bench player that's not afraid to muck up the game a little bit.
Two-way player,
too. He can hit a shot for you. He can play defense. Just a good basketball player. The Lakers won't go out and get a player like that.
No.
Nope, not flashy enough, I guess, apparently.
No, that's it.
Back when Jerry West was there, they would have.
Yeah.
You know, but not now.
All right, we'll continue. Had the NBA games. More NFL news around the corner. Later on, next hour, we are we got the merchandise list. All I saw was Tom Brady was number one. Pete's got something with that we're going to have some fun with. We'll have a history lesson about Cinco de Mayo, what it really is and isn't. All that coming up.
Is that Wikipedia?
No, it is not.
It isn't.
I could. What kind of questions am I going to come up with?
You've done it every year.
No, we did
Mexican athletes.
Okay.
What is Wikipedia?
I mean, I like your topic today.
Because I don't. And I think I did it last year on this day. Because, again, it's like there's nothing you could do for Cinco de Mayo. This is all the anniversary of the first Three Stooges. And I think we did Three Stooges, and we're doing Three Stooges. Just letting you know. And it was harder today to come up with eight questions. I don't know. I'm not happy about it. And usually I come in here happy. Chris usually criticizes. I blow him off. I said it'll be fine. Today, I don't know. I'm just going to be honest.
Way to sell it.
Ohtani just hit one to the triangle in deep center field. Everybody knows, family knows where that is. Jackie Bradley, who's an outstanding defensive outfielder, lost it sort of in the sun.
Oh, not sort of. He lost it in the sun.
Yeah.
He turned his head.
He almost got hit.
He didn't want to get hit.
I believe he's also hitting 181, so both sides of
that's not. That's nothing new.
No, he's always.
181.
Yep.
All right. Don't forget, our golf tournament is a week from tomorrow, our golf outing, if you will, the Sheba Shepherd Golf Scramble, brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning and ESPN Southwest Florida. I saw the new swag in the closet down the hall.
Yes, it's fantastic. It's
nice. Looks good. And then afterward, we're doing our show out there at Duffy's right next door. Everybody's invited to that. Our five-year anniversary show brought to you by Astero Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Alehouse checking in. Do you guys agree with everyone that James Harden is done? Can't be the same player. We know that he's been for a long time. He's a shell of himself. Or can he do it again?
We just talked about that.
Yeah.
I don't even know if shell of himself is even accurate.
His explosiveness is gone.
His confidence seems shot, and his aggressiveness is... His aggressiveness is I don't know where it is.
I also question his attitude because look, he's a malcontent. He forced his way out of Houston, mm-hmm. which was a pretty good situation for him. He forced his way out of the Nets, which I don't know. I don't know what that was.
That's why he went there, right?
And I thought going with I thought being with Joel Embiid that would work, but now all of a sudden he can't play. He's not explosive like he was. And that was KD's complaint about him. James Harden gets here, and he was like woefully out of shape and not explosive.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, Kyle Lowry is going to accompany the Heat to Philly. He's listed as questionable for tomorrow night, Game 3.
Yeah.
He missed the last four of that hamstring.
I'd like to see him out on the court just because it looks like there's going to be a pretty long gap for the Heat between this series and the Eastern Conference Finals, not putting the cart before the horse or anything, but unless Embiid comes back, I just don't see how this version of the Sixers gets a game.
Yeah.
A game.
I mean, when Maxey's your lead guy, not hard,
Well,
Maxey's a nice player.
He's a heck of a player.
Yeah.
He's a very good player. But he can't – Maxey as your two right now, that works.
Yeah.
He's not ready to be the guy in the playoff series.
No.
And the NBA is going to be hoping the Bruins are up because what happens is if this series goes seven with the Celtics, like I think it will, you got to be aware of building availability because I know for a fact they have graduations at the Garden. They've got concerts there. Obviously, you got two teams. That's if the Bruins should force it seven, which I don't think they will. But that could actually delay the timing of some other stuff as well, and that goes for other rinks too. If you're playing with two teams in it, but
it's going to be back to Harden. It's going to be interesting because it's a player option for $47 million next year.
He doesn't walk away for $47 million.
You don't think he can get another supermax?
Because
I do.
After what I saw this year,
I think if he's a free agent, some team that's desperate does it.
Send him to the Lakers then.
I don't know if they have the cap, but yeah, I mean, a team like that, I could see it. I mean, you don't think that the Knicks would jump at the opportunity to bring him in? I know for a fact they would, right?
Based on what we saw this year, if he is on the downside, if it's clear to everybody that he is on the downside, do you still want to reach out and give him a max deal of over $50 million a year? I would hesitate.
No, I mean, I don't know what the cap situation is like for each team, but it's pretty apparent that Luka needs a second scorer alongside of him if Jalen Brunson is going to continue to put up 9 points
in playoff might do it.
Games.
Mark Cuban might do that.
I could see that as a landing spot, something that at least makes a little bit of sense.
Mm-hmm. 239 says it's time for him to shave the beard, and Southbound says the Harden trade has made me so sick at this point. We went through so much with the process to only end up with a shot of rundown Harden. Traded Ben Simmons, a busted Embiid. By the way, we haven't mentioned yet, Ben Simmons, after all that drama, mental issues, back pain, whatever, was going to play, not going to play, having back surgery.
And that's already released a statement.
3 to 4 months.
Underwent successful.
Microdiscectomy.
Yep. At Cedars-Sinai Marina Del Rey Hospital in L.A., yada, yada. He says, initial recovery period of 3 weeks, but he's expected to make a full recovery prior to the start of next season.
No, three to four months.
No. Initial.
Oh,
like 3 weeks.
Okay. That means he can sit up in bed.
Yeah, and then goes into the 3 to 4 months. And,
all right, let me ask you. This is an honest question. Does it change at all how we feel about how Ben Simmons handled his
–
because he had an injury that apparently needed surgery. Does that change how anybody feels about Ben Simmons? I'm just asking the question.
I just feel if it was two game, they're down 2-1, that he would have come back when he said. I don't know. Like I said, with the Brooklyn Nets and all that nonsense over there, I'll believe it when I see it. We'll see what happens with him. I have no idea. But I don't know how, as a teammate, you're going to be able to count on him.
But he could point to this and go, see, I needed surgery. I really was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know how you were a day away from getting on the court.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then
you're shooting around, you're moving around.
A week later, you need back surgery.
All of a sudden, you're down 2 games to none and you need back surgery. Okay.
Look, I saw that, and the first thing that came across my mind was I doubt he'll be ready for the start of the season in October.
He wasn't even on the bench. Remember, he didn't come the last 2 games, right?
He didn't even come. No.
Because he would have got booed off the floor.
Yeah. The ropes were out. Says, thank God we didn't trade Tyler Hero for James Harden when he was with the Rockets. Was that a thing?
Yeah.
By the way, sixth man of the year got that award yesterday. Tyler Hero did.
Southbound said he had the same surgery as Simmons 3 years ago. I was putting together Christmas gifts and running around with my kids just a few days.
Oh, so it's a quick bounce back, eh?
Yeah, texters are pretty unanimous. I'm not going to say pretty unanimous. They're unanimous. This does not give Ben Simmons a pass.
Candy Crush says, why did it take Simmons years to figure out he needed surgery? Because we were told it was between the ears, not the vertebrae.
That's the thing, is it keeps changing with him. For the same story, is it Costanza that said, if you tell a lie enough, it's the truth?
Good job, Chris.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Very good.
There you go.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
Okay, that's what it... Okay, well, maybe that's the way he's thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe. LeBron hater number 3. We got 3 LeBron haters?
Yeah.
Says, makes me think worse of him. I've had that surgery. Should have had the surgery sooner. Okay.
Wow.
So the Sixers gave they traded a bad player that needed it, but he passed his physical. That's what I don't get. That's what I don't get here.
At least Brooklyn got Seth Curry out of the deal,
right?
Philly's looking around like,
So
that's tough.
Last night, I just tweeted out the highlight. You know, we had Greg Wyshynski on yesterday real quick, and he did that show, The Drop, last night on ESPN+.
Plus. Oh, what did he dress up as, Star Wars?
He was a Mandalorian, and what's his name was Kylo Ren. I tweeted out what they look like. So then they had a mini Zamboni. They had all these bowling pins lined up, and they had a mini Zamboni. I tweeted it out, drive into the not on the ice, but in the hallway there, and the last pin standing is who they think is going to win the Stanley Cup. It ended up being the Toronto Maple Leafs, which obviously is not going to happen.
Right.
But yeah, the whole segment was hysterical. The costumes are brilliant. I mean, they look just like him. Well, Greg is the Mandalorian looks a lot better.
Yeah.
I can forget who was with him last night at Kyler, but I tweeted it out. By the way, Shohei Ohtani, the first starting pitcher to record a hit at Fenway since Roger Clemens did it in 96, May 23rd against Seattle.
Nice. Why was he hitting?
Something happened that day with the DH, and I forget what happened. So the pitcher had a bat. It was a crazy situation, but I remember it. sort of a check swing single right up the middle.
Well.
Yep.
And you had the over on this game at scoreless in the fifth.
Not looking good. I just did small, you know.
Not a
big unit.
Plays.
No, not even. I would even say half of a half a unit.
All right. All right. Coming up, we got Sound Street. We'll take a look back at what happened last night. We'll have some fun with some NFL merch next hour as well. And Wikipedia today, brought to you by Biggie's Place in Fort Myers. Shout out winning lunch or breakfast for you and a friend coming up at 4:45. Wikipedia, lots going on today. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Real quick.
Yeah.
The Bengals had more wins in January than the Reds have this season.
Yeah.
Think about that.
It's true. That's anyway. Sad, but true. All right. The Sixers, they lose to the Heat. They're down 0-2 on this series. Joel Embiid hasn't played. He's got a torn thumb. He's got a broken orbital bone and a concussion. As far as the concussion protocol, here's Doc Rivers. There are several steps he needs to clear before he comes back. He ain't cleared any of them yet.
I really don't know. I honestly, we talked yesterday. We talked today. You know, new generation FaceTime. I don't know why he FaceTime, but he looked good as far as talking. But there's no. He's got so many steps to go through. I don't think he's cleared any of them right now. So we just have to wait and see.
All right, here's Jimmy Buckets talking about Joel Embiid and him possibly playing a game three. He says he wants to play against the guy. He thinks he's the MVP.
I mean, I don't see why not, if he can. Health is always first. I know that. That's my guy. And I want to compete against him. I really do. I think they're a completely different team whenever he's out there on the floor, both offensively and defensively. So, you know, we're looking forward to that.
Obviously, everything changes if he's on the floor. What changes the most for you guys looking ahead to him being back?
Just how much attention that he's going to draw from everybody on the floor, whether he's on the perimeter, at the elbow, on a block. And then what he does defensively for those guys is pretty incredible, too. I'm not a statistics guy or analytics, but I can tell you right now, whenever he's on the floor, they're a much better team. But like I said, I want him to get right because we want to play against who I call the MVP.
There you go. And it's looking very, very unlikely. Correction, Jackie Brierley not hitting 181, now hitting 178.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is Jason Kidd on Luka. Luka had a great game. He had 35 points in game two. He had 45 points in game one. But they still lose to the Suns, 129-109, and Jason Kidd says, look, it's pretty much been a one-man show.
Yeah, he had a great game, but no one else showed. So, you know, we got to get other guys, you know, shooting the ball better. We can't win with just him out there scoring 30 a night, not this time of the year. And we're playing the best team in the league, and so we got to get other guys going. Right now, you know, when you look at, you know, Reggie and Maxie and Luka are playing, but we got to get JB and Spencer and get them rhythm and get them good shots for game three.
Chris Paul had 28 points. He got 14 of them in the fourth quarter. Here's Devin Booker on Paul's fourth quarter. Says he's got a counter move for everything.
I mean, especially in the fourth quarter, I was a spectator. I got to watch it from the bench, and it's, I mean, you guys tell me you're watching the same thing, man. It you know, impresses us every time we see it, but doesn't surprise us. I mean, it's just the will to win. You know, he sees a matchup he likes, and I mean, you could hear their bench yelling him, send him left. You can try whatever you want to do, but you know, he has a rebuttal move for you at every time. And you know, not only is he can score, he can make a play for somebody else if you leave your man. So tough matchup.
Yeah. Jackie Bradley Jr. owning Ohtani. This at bat.
Got a hit.
Doubles.
Batting average now back up to 181.
It's amazing. And listen, he's got seven doubles already. He's so fast and he's so talented defensively. But yeah. And then he'll go on. Then he'll hit 300 in a month. And you go, well, where has this been? Anyway.
Yeah. All right. You guys don't talk enough hockey. It's up to me. Let's play a highlight from last night.
And here's a goal by the Lightning to go up 3-1. This is on Bally Sports Sun.
Kucherov, Nikita Kucherov. I'll save you the tongue twister name for you.
Brody has lost his stick on his play. He can't clear it. Stamkos works it back to Hedman. Hedman to Kucherov. Kucherov into the slot. Scores! Nikita Kucherov! Top shelf power play goal.
Top shelf.
Great shot. Where Mama hides the cookie jar, as the great Rick Jenneret once said for the Buffalo Sabres.
Wow.
He had a good game last night, Kucherov.
Yeah. 5-3 final score. Series even at 1. All right. 1 hour in the books, boys and girls.
A lot of penalties in that game last night.
Yeah.
It's going to get chippy. Both games, actually.
Yeah, not as bad as the
physical, Chris.
Game. It's going to get very chippy, I think, in both series. But I think the Lightning are going to take the next two and Emily. And then the Maple Leafs will be back down 3-1. They'll probably win game 5 to keep the fans and just tease them a little bit. And they'll come back to Tampa and lose. Mm. Probably in like quadruple overtime.
It'd be nice to see a game 7 loss on home ice, though.
Oh,
why would that be nice?
That's happened before.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. I just think it would be entertaining from a neutral perspective.
Okay. Thank God the Raptors won the championship a couple years ago, because you talk about longtime suffering fans, Craig. Between the Maple Leafs and the Raptors over the year. Wow. Well, the Blue Jays had their little run.
In 93,
94.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
do I have to say 1957 again for me? I mean, talk about a bad run. I get to one up everybody.
The trump card.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Boom. Put it down on the table.
Yep.
3 o'clock hour coming up. We're going to look at NFL merch, Cinco de Mayo, and a whole bunch of other nonsense. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.